do love that song. One of my favorites.
I was going to say, am I mistaken, or do you say that's your favorite?
I believe so. I mean, it's pretty hard to guess.
It's always, yeah,
your favorite,
bands,
because when you narrow it down to one, then you think, well, what about this one?
What about that one?
Yeah. But I do think that's right up there in my top three easily.
Nice.
And the video makes zero sense. Have you ever seen the video?
I don't remember. I'm sure I have.
It's just them playing in front of a giant red wall.
Yeah.
And then there's some cops, riot cops, that are lining up behind a line.
Okay.
And they're getting ready to rush the band.
Okay.
And
that's weird. What does that have to do with the video?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then they all start running toward the band, and the red wall turns into water and beats them back.
Okay. All right.
You're just going to have to trust
someone
me.
Dreamt
that's all
that
it is.
Or something. You know, it's not the Mentos commercial. That was one of the best. Remember their video that there was like making fun of the Mentos commercial?
Yes.
I don't remember which one.
No,
that
this
was.
One makes no sense to me. Yeah. But I love this
Let's
song.
Call David home and ask him what he was thinking. Hello, Dave. You're on the air.
Every day at 5 o'clock, we do Gimme Five
Cities. I don't remember who came up with this. Someone came up with this
Let's
idea.
Say me.
So cities in song names or also in band names.
All right.
Either one. Either or. What do you got for us? Let us know.
What's up with Florida on the show today?
We'll figure that out one day.
No, I don't think we will. It's endless.
That's true.
You name your car?
Yeah, I know someone. I was just talking to someone who named their car Billy Idol.
54% of America. It depends on which stat you read. 54% or 40%. Still.
Name their cars.
Yeah.
My friends used to call my car the... What do they used to call it? Cheap green Ford Pinto. Does that count?
No. No, because that's hilarious. It's not a proper name.
That's how we always talked about it.
Yeah. One American dollar on the way.
Yeah, money, money, money.
People are dumb, and we are going to continue to give you Disney tickets to join us for the second annual takeover of Disney's California Adventure.
Yeah, when we tell you to be caller 25 sometime between now and 4, and you need to know the keyword, which is Magic Kingdom. So if you say that to us,
keywords.
And caller 25. Yeah, that's true. Then in you go, and you hang out with us. That'll be cool. You'll be arrested afterwards. It'll be nice.
That's coming up on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yeah, we're not used to this part. They cut it off at the other channel.
Is that right?
Station. Yeah. It was lopped off at the end.
Interesting.
This is the follow-up, the symphony in
Is this the dance
minor.
Remix?
Yes. Oh, you feel like dancing to that?
Yeah, of course. You know me.
Yeah.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We've got your Disney tickets coming up. We'll tell you when to call.
That's right. And you want to say Magic Kingdom if we tell you you're caller 25.
That is those are the keywords.
Yep.
Right now, it's time for People Are Dumb.
People are dumb. Uh-huh. When you're a dumb, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Suspected drug dealer arrested in Seattle after he passed out in his car.
So he's sampling. You know, let's make sure that it's quality.
Probably.
Yeah.
A man was arrested Sunday after a 911 call about an unresponsive person in a car.
Right.
So they were like banging on the window. Yeah. Hey!
Oh, well,
wake up!
This gentleman hasn't had a heart attack or something serious. He certainly wouldn't be in there doing drugs.
About 90. I don't think the people walking by could tell that.
Sure,
I don't know.
Probably not.
About 90.
Unless it was full of smoke in there.
July 9th, officers responded to the report. The officers arrived to check on the man. They found drug paraphernalia strewn about the inside of the car, so maybe they could see. Upon further investigation, officers found...
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. I love a list. Let's hear the list.
276 grams of meth.
Wow! Okay.
624 grams of fentanyl.
Damn, dude.
145 grams of powdered fentanyl.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
27 grams of cocaine.
Damn.
24 grams of heroin.
Wow.
$13,000 in cash.
Wow.
And a replica firearm, like a fake Uzi.
Oh, really?
I don't know if, like, he was
just
using that.
Just in case it goes south, man, I got my fake Uzi. Wow, that's a weekend planned right there. That is a weekend.
They also found pipe scales, whole rolls of foil, and baggies of all different sizes.
You know, all you do, you set it in the trunk. You make sure whatever, you know, and then you don't sit in your car doing it.
Right, and pass out.
Yeah.
So that the police, who wouldn't have known about you.
No, not at all.
Had you just kept driving.
Sir. Sir.
We're going to need to see 624 grams of fentanyl, please.
Got any of the powdered stuff? Nice. How much is
so
that going
that's
for?
Our man of the day.
Yeah, well done,
congratulations.
Sir, yeah. Whoops. Why are we playing that?
Yeah.
Again? This is the special remix.
Two for Tuesday.
It just keeps playing over and over again.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Yesterday we did a one American dollar, and Sluggo got zero.
No, I got them all for once. I got everything.
Oh, I gave you clues on
that. No, you did.
Lots and lots of clues.
That so we're going to do that again today.
No, I was going to make it easy for you today.
Yay!
Top 10 best singers of all time.
According to who? This is the problem. It's so subjective.
It's a website called The Top Tens.
Okay, so Joe's website.
I think it is subjective, but I also think that you'll agree with almost all of them.
But how do you guess if it's subjective? I don't understand how that's an opinion thing.
Whether it's through their vocal range, emotional depth, or stage presence, the top artists on this list have earned their place among the greatest of all time.
Well, let me say, if Billie Holiday is not on the list, then I reject the list completely out of hand. She has one of the best and most amazing voices ever.
Sluggo guesses Billie Holiday
sound.
For every
I'm not guessing it, but I'm just saying if it isn't on there, and I bet it isn't.
It is not.
I reject the list.
It is not.
Out of hand.
You
it's
can't,
useless.
Because there are other people on here that you'll agree with.
Okay. Well, let's see. All right. I mean, it's just so hard to. So let's say Freddie Mercury.
Number one.
Nah, yeah. Woo!
Well done. It is hard, but
yeah.
He's clearly one of the greatest singers of all time.
What about the king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley?
Number three.
Nice. Oh, well, there you go. I still reject it out of hand without Billie Holiday.
Since you did that during the game, that counts as a guess.
Fair enough. Frank Sinatra.
Frank
Old
Sinatra, you're saying?
Yeah.
Not on this list.
If Whitney Houston is on that list, then this list is
that a
horrible.
Guess?
Yes, but I sort of knew that because I cheated. I looked over your shoulder and saw Whitney.
Did you? Son of a bitch.
Let's say that, yeah.
All right, you got three of them.
Bing Crosby.
Bing Crosby.
Bing. The machine that goes bing.
Nope.
Bono.
Now you have one guess left.
Oh, I have one,
and you have to get it right.
Mick Jagger.
Mick Jagger. Incorrect.
I don't know. These lists, man, they're just bogus. Who's on there?
I should have told you that we don't play them all.
Right. Okay.
But we do play a large amount.
We play Whitney Houston a lot.
Aretha Franklin is number 10.
Okay.
John Lennon, number 9.
Oh, I'll agree with that. I don't know about
Bruce
Whitney.
Dickinson, number 8.
See, now that's so random. That's just way out there. That's random.
Adele, number 7.
No.
Number 6, Whitney Houston.
Of all time.
Of all time.
Nope. Yeah. And Billie Holiday isn't on there?
Nope.
But Adele is.
Correct.
This list blows.
Number 5 is Paul McCartney.
No, that's good. All right, I'll go with that.
Number 4, you can't argue with Robert Plant.
No, that's true. Yeah. I should have thought of Robert Plant.
Yep.
That's for damn sure.
Number 3, you got Elvis. Number 2, you didn't get Michael Jackson. And number 1, you got Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, Freddie. All right, Freddie. I would play Queen, but we have this ready to go, so. I don't get my dollar?
Nope.
Just hand it over because Billie Holiday wasn't on it.
Nope. I saw a statistic today, and I can't say that word. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace.
We want you to call if you name your car. And what is your car name?
Oh, you know what? It's funny. I heard from Mylea, who listens to us in Georgia online. She says she has a silver Chevy Cruze. Not as rock and roll as I would like, but I named it Billy Idol. So that makes it cool.
All right.
So she
it
named
does
her
sort
car
of make it cool.
Billy Idol.
56% of people name their car.
Wow. That's a lot.
Right? That's shocking.
That is.
I've never named a car.
Neither have I. I wonder if it's more, I don't know. Who names their cars?
Well, I'll tell you.
Yes,
well, I won't tell you who names them, but I'll tell you how they name them.
Okay.
A new survey found 56% of Americans name their vehicles. As for the names, 42% get their names from a prominent feature.
Of the car.
Of the car.
Oh, gotcha.
Like mine has a fat back end.
Mm-hmm.
So I call it Kim with a C, Kardashian.
Well, you know, I used to call my cheap green Ford Pinto a cheap green Ford Pinto back in the day. Before it blew up. Everybody
that's
called
just,
it up.
That's just saying what it is.
That's true, but that's a feature of it.
The color, the sound it makes.
Right.
20% come from popular movie, TV shows, or songs.
Okay, all right.
And 17% of the car names are inspired by famous people.
Like Billy Idol.
Yeah, exactly.
Mylea and Billy Idol.
Exactly. The top 10 popular car names.
Oh, yeah, lay them out.
Baby. Betsy, Ruby, Betty,
really?
Beast?
Beast, that's a good one.
I like that.
Yeah.
Max?
I've owned a Beast or two.
Bertha. And I don't know who calls her car Pearl.
Pearl.
That's strange.
That's someone who really likes their car, honestly loves their car.
Let's listen.
According to a survey by the GM Buy Power Card, 42% of Americans name their vehicles. Nearly three quarters of those say naming a car made the bond with their vehicle even stronger.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, what? The bond?
The bond. I don't know.
With their vehicle?
Have you ever kind of felt like your car was a little conscious, a little alive?
No,
ever.
I have a mind.
You've never, I mean, you know, like all sci-fi movies, they talk to their ship. You know, whoever owns the ship, Mal and Serenity, right. You know, they have sort of what they believe is a real connection with the...
Right, but that's fiction.
It's insanity. But I understand it. I sort of
thought...
You do?
You sort of? I can tell from looking at your face you believe
cars,
that.
My old cars, I used to kind of be like, come on, baby, just get me home. Come on, just
so you call it baby. That was number one.
I guess so.
Well done.
Yeah.
Because that's what you want, a strong bond with your car. Some other fun facts from the survey. Women are more likely than men to name their cars.
Okay, I was going to ask that.
Yes.
And I didn't want to put it out. There.
I know you didn't.
Yeah.
That's why I included it in that, so neither of us would have to ask that question. It is women.
Yeah, well, that makes, I mean, you know, that's kind of, because they're nicer. They're just better human beings.
Here's a group of people telling the reporter what they named their cars.
Okay.
My car's name is Turbo.
My car's name is Squirt. He is basically Squirt from Finding Nemo.
My car is called the Silver Bullet.
So the name of my car is Grayson.
I've nicknamed her Blackie.
Fiona.
Sarah.
Jensen.
Lawrence. Carmel.
Charlie. My car is old and reliable like my grandpa, Charlie.
They're all young.
Yeah.
I guess, I mean, yeah, I did name, I kind of thought of a name, whatever, of my car, like being alive when I was younger.
Yeah.
But the last 30 years, I've given
when this, your soul left your body?
What other names?
In high school, I named it the Blue Squaresy because it's like a blueberry color. It's blue, but it's square.
I was really tempted to name my car Mufasa.
Mufasa is great.
That is.
So 818-955-KLOS, you name your car.
And what is it named?
What is its name? And why?
And does it know its name?
Right. Does it have a... Do you have a better connection with it because
yeah.
you give it a name?
Does it behave a little better? Does it get you there more
Do you
likely?
Believe it has a conscience like Sluggo does?
I kind of hate to admit it, but it's true. There was a time.
818-955-KLOS. We're taking calls from people who named their car. What is it and why? Hello, KLOS.
Did you name your car?
I do. It's Lord Vader.
Lord Vader.
That's awesome.
That's great. It's black, I assume.
It is a all blacked out FJ Cruiser. So it's kind of big. It's big and imposing.
Do you ever give it voice? Do you ever like talk like Darth does to cars that are annoying you?
No, I don't. But that's a good idea.
Yeah, you should start doing that. Right on.
Thank you
for calling.
Lord Vader. That's great.
Awesome.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. You name your car?
My older car, actually, my uncle gave us the name of it. It was a busted down Chevy Cavalier.
Mm-hmm.
He named it the White Lion.
The White Lion, like the band, yeah, right? Because it was broken down and not really very good.
Man, I ran that thing to the ground. But, yeah.
I got you.
One of my last cars I named, and I don't remember its name, it actually caught fire. The engine caught fire in the parking lot.
So
did
mine.
Station. Really?
Yeah.
We take such good car of our cars.
I poured orange soda on it. On the engine that was caught fire.
Jim Morales came out and put it out.
Listen, we're not smart.
Nope. Thanks for calling us.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi, you named your car?
Yep, I did.
What was it and why?
Professor Plum.
Professor Plum.
It was a plum-colored PT Cruiser convertible, and when my friend and I got in it to go on our quest, like if we had to buy something or whatever, we would say, to the professor, like, to the Batmobile. but it did make me feel like it was a person.
To the professor is hilarious.
Yeah,
I
like
that.
Beautiful. Right on. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
You name your car. Why and what is it? We are talking about the 56% of people who name their cars.
And I was happy to see that it is mostly females who name their cars.
It is, but not all.
Not all. And there's a lot of guys who name their cars, which is interesting.
You name your car?
And then they start putting it back.
Hello?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
You name your car?
You have to.
Yeah, sorry. Hold on.
Hey, tell that guy to shut up.
Yeah, I did name my car. I called it, my buddies call it Frankenstein.
Frankenstein
is pretty great.
Has it been Frankenstein, like put together from a bunch of different pieces of other cars?
Well, it's got a new motor.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I brought it back from the dead.
Right.
And I didn't want to. It was a free car, and I wasn't going to say no
sure.
to fixing it. So.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. I love that.
That is a great name, and for a good reason.
That's fantastic.
Thank you, man.
Thanks, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Hi. My first car was a PT Cruiser, and we called it Pete.
Pete? Why Pete?
Because PT?
Oh, I get it.
PT?
I gotcha. Took an hour to get simple. That.
Where? Well, why is it calling Pete?
It is simple.
It was a PT Cruiser, duh.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I still don't understand why he called it Pete.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello, how you doing?
Good. You name your car?
I use the Trixie.
Trixie! Hey, that's our internet professional.
How about that?
Is it a hooker?
Why
is it a prostitute?
A trick me. One time they tricked me when I was going down the street to, in the market, and I hit a bus.
You hit a bus?
I hit a bus. Yeah.
Dang.
A bus in the side. No, just like bumped it. And then right. I waved at him. He waved at me. He tricked me.
So it was the car's fault, not yours at all.
Exactly.
I don't know if I buy that.
Well done.
But well done. Right on, Trixie. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Trixie needs to name his car Trixie.
Yeah, no kidding.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. You name your car?
Named a car. Yeah, in high school, I had this old green Dodge Aspen that I had. It was called Greenpeace. We spelled peace differently because it was a Greenpeace.
I love it.
I like it. That's good.
I love it.
That sounds like my cheap green Ford Pinto. Right on, dude. Thank you for calling. Hello, KLOS.
Our car's name is Blue.
Blue?
Just because it's blue.
Yeah.
You didn't put a lot of work into that. I'm going to be honest. That's kind of a lazy name. Get on it.
Change its name to Red, just to confuse everybody.
No, we like it.
Change it.
Do the right thing. Thanks for calling.
I think she's actually considering changing it.
I think so.
818-955-KLOS.
You name your car. What and why?
Hey, Kevin Estrogo.
Hey, you name your car?
I did, yeah. I have a 1979 V28 Camaro.
What's it called?
And I named it Christine.
Has it ever killed anybody?
Not yet.
Hello, KLOS.
I have two cars. So one is a Ford Mustang convertible, and she's white, and she's named Angel after Aerosmith's song.
Wow, cool.
Excellent.
Love it.
And then my husband's car is a big, fat Ford Explorer named after the dude, after the Big Lebowski.
Oh, I love it. The dude abides.
So you sit in there and you drink White Russians, is that right?
Oh, hell yeah.
Probably shouldn't do that. Does he drive in his robe, I hope, and go bowling? Right on. Awesome. Thank you for calling. Yeah. Those are good.
KLOS, hello.
I had a car called Son of a F***ing Bitch.
Hey, I think I bought that car from you.
Give me five.
What?
Five songs in a row with Kevin and Sluggo.
The theme today is cities.
Yeah, it can be in the song title. It can be in the band name. I suppose it could be in the lyrics, but that's digging a little deep.
Nah, it's got to be at least in the song title.
Okay. So what do you got? 818-955-KLOS or...
at Kevin and Sluggo on Twitter.
That's your keyword, by the way. Hang on to that. It'll be good later. And that was a couple in a row there, sort of, for our theme today. Detroit Rock City.
Oh, look at that.
Check it out, man. Come on, I thought of that.
We're geniuses.
So it's all about cities. Los Angeles is a city. X. You got 1-818-955-KLOS or hit us up on the tweet machine. We are at Kevin and Sluggo. I mean, if you're going to talk about cities, why bother talking about any other city?
That's
Los Angeles, man.
Los Angeles. There's
Los
a lot
Angeles.
Of songs.
We're the best. Y'all suck. All right. What is next? I don't know.
This is a kind of a strange one because Randy Newman, I Love L.A.
Yeah.
I've heard it enough for a lifetime.
Yeah.
Because of the Lakers and the Dodgers.
Sure. But Los Angeles.
I still like it.
Yeah. And who requested it?
Reptar on Twitter.
Reptar? You know, if you got a name like Reptar, I guess you get your request.
Let's do it.
All right. A big, nasty redhead you got there with you.
Oh, man. You guys just played the one I was about to suggest.
Randy Newman?
Yeah.
We felt it. We felt your presence.
We knew that you wanted it, and we played it. We preempted your call.
You want to know what I was going to say?
What?
I like you guys, but I love L.A.
I'd like to take the song back now.
Thanks, guys.
Did someone actually ask if London is a town, city?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, that happened.
Who requested that song?
That would be Kirk.
Kirk! Yeah, Kirk!
We
love Kirk. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, Kevin Sluggo. This is Dave in Long Beach. How about Big City Nights from Scorpions?
You got it, Dave.
You're welcome, guys. You guys are the greatest.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling. Take care. That was city. All about cities.
That was for Jesse in L.A.
Well done, Jesse. Yep. In Los Angeles, the only city that matters. Hell yeah. Nick and C not being a fan, but it seems dangerous to say to the woman.
How dare you?
I've done that.
I love it. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't either. What? I didn't know we were on. Are we on? Hello, is this on?
Let's do People Are Dumb, shall
okay,
we?
Okay, yeah, People Are Dumb. What's up with Florida?
Oh, it is What's Up with Florida. It could be either.
Aha, yeah. This one is What's Up with Florida. The case, yeah.
Man desperate for ride to Hooters calls 911, ends up in jail. A Florida man, 28-year-old Jonathan Hinkle.
Uh-huh, Hinkle.
Wanted to go to Hooters so badly that he called 911 over and over again.
Was this 1982? Dude. Really?
Slugo worked at 911.
That's right.
Just calls like this drove you crazy. Oh, he loved it.
So much fun.
Yeah?
No, it wasn't. Yeah, not really.
He told the dispatchers that he needed a ride to Hooters. And then that wasn't working, so he changed his story and said, I need a ride to Hooters because my mom had a stroke in the parking lot.
Well, then we'll send an ambulance, sir. So you just stay put. And
deputies went to the Hooters and searched for the mom. And she was nowhere to be found. Right. They found her at home, and she said, no, I'm fine. I didn't have a stroke. I was never at that restaurant. He just totally made that up. So the cops took him to jail.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Really wanted to go to Hooters, ended up in jail.
Wow. I mean, wow. Wow.
And that's what's up with Florida.
And appropriately enough, it's free ride now.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. The 42nd annual KLOS blood drive is August 4th and 5th, which is not that far away.
And people ask about this more than almost anything on the station ever. So we're very happy to keep on doing it. We're doing it this year. When exactly again?
It is August 4th and 5th. Book an appointment online and you'll receive a limited edition 42nd annual KLOS blood drive t-shirt and be in the running to win a 3-day pass to Power Trip. You go to redcrossblood.org and search KLOS to find a location near you.
Do it now.
August 4th and 5th. It's time for What We Learn, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. And People Are Dumb, a guy passed out in his car. Concerned citizens called 911, and the police found huge amounts of meth, fentanyl, cocaine, heroin.
Money.
$13,000 of cash and thousands of little baggies. So he didn't quite get that.
He apparently was fine.
Sluggo lost one American dollar by not being able to guess the top four singers of all time.
Billie Holiday, and Billie Holiday.
Although the list was...
A little wanky.
And tomorrow we're going to continue giving you tickets for the KLOS Takeover Disney California Adventure.
Yes, join Heidi and Frank in the morning for your first shot and be listening for those keywords. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Hi, Karen. How are you today?
I need a constant diet of Have the two of you ever tried the Wobbly H?
No, that would mean both of us are in the same room.
Yeah. Have you ever baked the potato?
Listen, we just wanted to ask you some non-sexual questions.
Have you ever done the Bam Bam in the ham?
She's got a one-track mind.
Have you ever put the banana in the salad? Have you ever bludgeoned the flaps? Have you ever burped your worm in the mud hole?
Wow.
Have you ever tried cattle prodding the oyster ditch with the lap rocket?
Oh my God, you guys.
Have you ever tried dinky tickling?
I do not believe so, no.
Have you ever tried dipping the stinger in the honey? Doing the hibbity-dibbity.
I can say yes to that one.
Doing the horizontal greased weasel tango. Fidgeting the midget in Bridget.
I'm not sure.
Filling her out like an application. Harpooning the salty longshoreman. Have you ever played peekaboo with your vein cane in the flesh pipe?
All right, I mean, I feel like we've gotten what we're going to get out of you, so we got to go.
F*** me and kiss my b**hole and c*** my
Kevin.
What are you thinking?
And Sluggo.
What are you thinking?
Yeah, baby, that's what I'm talking about.
It is 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station, and it's the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. We take over the park on August 24th, kick everybody else out.
Out!
And then you get to join us, and you get exclusive rights to the park.
Yeah, baby.
Second time. Yeah, what?
Yeah, baby.
No, I thought you said pee-pee. I was like, what? That doesn't make any sense.
No.
We have four tickets for you right now. 818-955-KLOS. You got to give us this hour's keyword and be caller 25, and you'll be able to join us at Disney.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
This is Ray.
Ray, you are caller 25.
No way.
Yeah, yes, we want to drag you down to California Adventure after everybody's been thrown out. If you can give us the keyword right now, Ray.
The keyword is Magic Kingdom.
Well done, Ray.
Yeah.
I love you.
Yeah.
I love you guys. Love you guys.
Thank you. You got four tickets to join us for the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. Probably not with family.
Well, right on, Ray. Well done. We'll see you down there.
I'll see you guys. I'll be looking for you.
Yeah. Uh-oh. That sounds like a threat.
It did sound like a threat.
No, I'm not sure. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Before we get into the topic, let's mention the keyword.
Oh, yes, the keyword. Yeah, so if you are caller 25, sometime between now and 5, when we tell you to call, then you get to get into Disney California Adventure after we close the park. If you know the keyword, Pixar. That's the keyword this hour, Pixar.
Pixar.
Oh.
Heavy on the P. Pixar.
Yeah, yeah. Make sure to...
So that's coming up in the next hour. Don't call now for that, though.
Nope. Eventually, we will say be caller 25. Not right now, but later. And if you are and you say Pixar.
But not right now.
Yeah. What do they win, Kevin?
They win a 4-pack of tickets to join us at Disney California Adventure.
But that's later.
But not right now.
No, no.
And it's time for the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. We will take caller 25 right now. The number is 818-955-KLOS. You got to give us the keyword that we gave you earlier this hour. And if you're caller 25 and you have the keyword, you will win 4 tickets to join us.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
This is David.
David, level 1 has been achieved. You're caller 25. Well done.
Sounds good.
Okay.
And now level 2.
We need the keyword.
What is that?
Pixar.
Woo!
Pixar is correct.
Are you serious?
Yep. One up.
You won 4 tickets to the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
Awesome. My girlfriend is going to be over the moon.
And that works out well for you.
You know it.
You're welcome. It is our second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. We have 4 tickets for you right now. If you're caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS, and you can tell us the keyword.
Ah, the keyword. That's
call
key.
Call right now and good luck.
Hello, KLOS Radio. Who's this?
This is Marlene.
Marlene, you're caller 25.
Cool.
Now we have a question for you. Where do you hide the cash in your house, and when are you least likely to be home, and do you have a big dog?
Yes.
Oh, and one other question. What is the other question?
What's the keyword?
Oh, yeah, the keyword. What's the keyword?
I believe it's Snow White.
That's right!
It is Snow White, and you win 4 tickets to the second annual KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
That is too cool. Thank you.
KLOS is the reigning combat poker champions, and we want you on our team this year. Actually, it's this Saturday.
It's this coming Saturday, so you need to register now!
Turns out I'm the captain. Who knew? And it all goes down this Saturday, July 15th, at the Commerce Casino and Hotel. You can register right now by going to 955klos.com/poker. And you could win part of over $10,000 in cash and prizes.
Poker, I don't even know her. Do you have any tips for players offhand, young Kevin, captain of the team?
Always call me when I go all in.
Yeah, do that.
Always call me. Go to 955klos.com/poker.
The Rolling Stones made their live onstage debut on this day in rock in 1962. It was at the Marquee Club in London, and they were actually subbing for a band who couldn't show up. The very first time a radio station played a commercial, "I'd Like to Buy the World a Coke," written by Don Draper and performed by the New Seekers, was on this day in rock in 1971. Do you remember Disco Demolition Night, when the crowd got so rowdy enjoying destroying disco that the White Sox had to forfeit the second game? Yeah, that was on this day in rock in 1979.